Hannah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
You ready to begin?
I suppose. Is there someone else on?
No, there isn't. So the question is, do you want to wait or do you want to start?
It was 27 minutes after, and I thought I had a few minutes, and I opened up to the book, and it's not real clear to me. So I may have to ask lots of questions if we do go on.
Well, that's good. That's not a problem.
Okay.
So let's start. We're starting with verse 269.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Dump all of that first, right? Okay. Hana. Lashen yichud kut shabarichu ishkinte bifilu ishkinte utfilu 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 Leachta Hashem yud hei bavav hei b'yichud afilim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'nenehu B'arba'im v'chamesh davne zine Mehorin itpaleg alma shiva mitpalgin V'shiva tehomin kol had batash bitchoma Tileya v'yavanin mitgalgalin begoy Tehoma Ve'ayel Hahu Nehora Ve'inun Navanin Unkavlon Umaya Nachtu Ve'ho V'shachin Kol Had V'chad Al Tehoma Ve'af Yayo Litrein Sitrin The world, the Nukva of Zeranpin, is differentiated by 45 colors and types of light. Seven Sephirot divide into seven chasms, each plumbing its own abyss, namely Malchut, and stones turn within the abyss, meaning that they overturn so as to shine downward, and the light penetrates and pierces the stones, creating holes through which water flows and is poured into and covers both sides of its abyss. Questions, comments, and thoughts.
Okay, my first thought was why 45, knowing that that's Min Hay, and it's also the word what. I would have thought it would have been a different number.
Well, that's a good question. But 45 is the gematria of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh when spelled out with Hayes, I believe. 20. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the gematria of Adam representing. So it's really talking about the nukva of Zeranpin is Malchut of Zeranpin, which is the nukva, which is the Malchut, the Sephirah of Malchut. And so that's why it's 45.
Okay.
In other words, the nukva represents a partsuth, not just the sephirah by itself.
Okay.
And so so it's a complete structure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Zeranpin has these basically the sixth Sephirot that we know of, and then the Malchut is the seventh. So these seven Sephirot are dividing into seven boundaries, which is being translated as a chasm.
Okay. Is there any link to that 45 being linked to Donald Trump being the 45th president?
Yes, there is a connection there, but let's not go into it.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons that all of the rabbis who are not Kabbalists are saying that, you know, move to Israel because the Mashiach is coming now or next year. Mm-hmm. They should say now, but, you know, they're saying it's going to happen in the year 5778.
Okay. It also made me think of the lights of Hanukkah that we just finished, you know, the candle lights.
Right, but we light 45 candles if we count the Shamash.
Right, and then I was also thinking of something else that struck me. Oh, the story about Akiva, who turned to Torah because he saw the water hitting a stone and the water actually penetrating the stone,
right.
Which it says in the light penetrates and pierces the stones, creating holes through which water flows, which I would assume that's loving kindness. And
well, it's also physical rain.
It's also what?
Physical rain.
Physical rain. Okay. Yes. Okay. No, which is a blessing.
Exactly.
In the right amount. At the right time, at the right place.
Yes. So should I go on to 270?
I think so.
Nahu Maya Vinunukvin Vial Nahora Uvatash Liarba Sitre Tihoma Mitkal Gela Nahora Bachaverta Viar U Behad Ufalgin Maim. As the water exits through the holes in the stones, supernal light of the endless world shines through them and strikes the four sides of the abyss. Each light of the four sides includes all others at the time of striking. They join as one, and the water from Zeron Pin splits within it. Questions? Comments?
Well, the picture that I got in mind when you read it, especially after you saying the water could be the physical rain, that raindrops act kind of like a prism does when the light breaks and the colors differentiate. So,
very nice.
So.
And I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Used to do that a lot with second graders.
Very good. The other issue is, how does the light of the endless world shine through the holes in the stones?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because that the light of the endless world has been transformed to a lower level of energy that it can that the physical world can handle it, but it's striking the four sides of the abyss is the four directions of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Verse okay. 271. Viachidan kolinun shiva b'shiva to home vikaran vahashoke to homa vahashuke nun itarve behom vesalkin maya venachatin umit galgelin beimun nechorin veitarvu kachada nehorim vachashokin umayim veitavidu minayhu nehorin dela itchazan ashokan. The seven sephirot of Zeranpin cling to their seven chasms, or malchuts, because each sephirah contains seven sephirot, one of which is also malchut. They dig in that dark abyss where darkness is mixed with all the sephirot of the nukva, and water rises upward from below. That is the light of chasadim called water, which is the secret of the right column, first shines upward from below, and then chasadim fall back down to the left column and links with the lights of the left, the light of Chokhmah that is dark. And they all mix together, lights, darknesses, and water, and from them are made dark, invisible lights. Questions? Comments?
Well, it's telling us that each sephirot has each one of the sephirot within it.
Right. And now you know where the 49 gates come from.
Yes, okay.
And this idea of darknesses, it's talking about creation from the endless world, and it's talking about all of what current science is talking about, dark matter, because the lights are invisible. They're dark, meaning they're mixed together with the lights representing the right column and darknesses representing the left column. Mm-hmm. And they're sweetened by the water. And this is the creation of dark matter, which is the desire to receive, but it's, you know, physicality.
Okay, very good.
Should I go on?
I think so.
Okay. Batash kol had v'chavreya umit palgim v'shavim v'chamesh tzinore tehoma uvho dagdan maya kol tzinora v'tzinora salek v'kaleya Meizdazan tehomim vekad ha'u kala ishtama kol tehoma kare lehavreya wa'amar paleg meitmach ve'eol bach ada udiktiv tehom el tehom Kore lekol tzinorecha. When each of the seven chasms of Zeranpin has struck its companion, its corresponding aspect in the abyss of the Nukva, they split into 75 channels of the abyss, through which water, meaning lights, is channeled. Each pipe raises its voice, and the chasms of the receptor are shaken. When the voices are heard, each abyss calls to its companion, split your waters so that I can enter within you. As it is written, deep calls to deep at the noise of your cataracts. questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, a 75 INK.
Yes, but 70 high, 75 is the gematria of, let me think it through.
I always get it. 73, but,
Chesed is 73 and Chachma is 72. Chachma is, Forty-five and 28, so that's 65 and 73. So 73 is Chachma. Chesed is Chet Samach Dalet is 72. I forget what 75 is. I know there are 75 verses in the Parsha of Yitro, which is the Esther Dibrot.
Okay. Are the voices, is that the voices from Malkut? Calling up when the voices are heard.
It's saying all of the different sephirot that were described above, the seven within the seven, they're saying you have to make room for me within you. So split your waters, so that I can enter within you, that there's a flow, there's a channel between me and you, so that all of the chesets will be able to communicate with each other, and all the geburas will be able to communicate with each other through these channels. That's, at least that's my thinking on it.
Okay. I'm always thinking of the feminine waters wanting to draw down.
Yeah, and that's true too. Also, with 75, we learn from Abraham, who was 75 when he left Haran, that the 75 is really 7 plus 5, or 12.
Mm-hmm.
So it's relating to the 12 channels that are in the Tree of Life.
Okay. The word cataracts there, deep calls to deep at the noise of your cataracts.
Can you look up real quickly whether in Psalm chapter 42, verse 8, whether it's cataracts is the correct translation?
I have my Psalms book right here, so. Let's see, it's Psalm 42.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Forty-two, eight. Wouldn't you know my little bitty print? Let's see. In English, it says, watery deep, to watery deep, calls out to the roar of your water channels. All of your breakers and your waves have swept over me. Okay, now, so it's
neat. Cataracts is a technical term that they're using. But it's basically a channel.
Right.
And all the channels are communicating with the other channels, just as I mentioned earlier.
Okay, I'm going to make that notation of channels because we have a completely different meaning.
Yeah, no, it's a technical term and it has to do with like the Suez Canal or the Panama Canal, they have channels that are called cataracts. I think you also have that in New Orleans, don't you? Don't you use the word cataracts for some of the channels in the flow of the river?
I taught little children for so long, I felt like my college education was more in the area of a skill rather than knowledge.
Yeah.
So some of these terms are not familiar to me.
Understand.
But it does make sense, I mean, it does fit with, because they've said they split into 75 channels, so it does go with the verse.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost done, and I don't think we'll finish the next verse.
Okay.
So why don't we call it a night, and maybe tomorrow we'll get more people.
Okay. All right. It was real cold here. It's starting to warm up finally, so.
It's supposed to warm up in the next day or two here as well, but it's been very cold.
Yeah. And we had a lot of people without electricity because everybody's, putting their heating systems on, and it's, which are run by electricity, and it puts too much of a burden on the power. And so it was, a lot of people are still without electricity here. Okay, hope to see you tonight. I took a nap, so I'm hoping I can take it tonight. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey.
Well, it wasn't even aware you guys had come on. What a secret.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I hate to interrupt people, so I stay quiet.
Well, I appreciate that, but it's good to let me know you came.
Okay. See you later tonight.
Okay. Bye-bye.